Every Friday morning, Mara's Music Mix helps guide us through the seemingly endless entertainment choices in Atlanta every weekend. The Mix Mistress has arrived. I think I'm going to call you that from now on, the Mix Mistress.
I guess that's better than Lady of the Night.
Well, I thought about the Mix Master, but Lady of the Night might work, too.
Okay.
Well, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mara Davis is here.
Well, I got to tell you, this weekend is an incredible weekend for music. I am so excited to tell you about some of the picks. My first pick, Tabernacle tonight. Drive-By Truckers, obviously, we know them, we love them, the Athens connection, but the opening band, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. The song Call Me, if you've never heard it before, you'll hear it for the first time and you'll feel like it's an old, comfortable sweater. Like it's that kind of instant classic. So this is my pick. Can you tell I'm very excited about this double bill? Drive-By Truckers, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. That's tonight at the Tabernacle. I am into this band called Boy and Bear. They're an Australian indie rock band. I've been around since 2009. They have a great, I feel like they have a 70s vibe to them, like a Polka or an Eagles or a Pure Prairie League. It just reminds me of 70s rock.
It was a holy night, and I was lucid and conscious.
That's Boy and Bear at The Loft on Saturday night. Okay, so I think it's pretty cool that Kennesaw State has put a big importance on their music program. And I don't know that when I went to college, I had an artist like this hip, this cool, and this edgy playing at my, you know, events there. So Wiz Khalifa is going to play the KSU Sports and Entertainment Park. I know that you're a big Wiz Khalifa guy.
Yeah, I've just learned to spell his name, so Wiz and I are fast becoming friends.
Well, he's gone through a breakup, which has made some headlines, so I think maybe there can be some like heartfelt-fueled rap lyrics coming your way.
Amber Rose?
That's right.
His former Squeeze? Yeah.
I love it. Steve Goss is reading TMZ. You heard it here first. That's Wiz Khalifa at Kennesaw State on Saturday night.
There's a band that emerged in the early 70s, and I remember back when I was in college, just barely. These guys were the biggest deal because they were so different. They were so different.
I brought this specially for you. It's Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. And there's something about seeing them live. Now, I've seen them live before, and it really is kind of fun because it feels like an old-timey event because he's a unique singer. But the Hot Licks, the female backup singers, are really fun, too.
Well, let me just say this for you youngsters in the audience. Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks were the thing back in 71, 72, and they were a band that was sort of tongue-in-cheek. They had fiddle players and guitars and this whole stage show, and they didn't take themselves too seriously, and you never knew whether to laugh or applaud or do both. So, interesting show.
Yeah, maybe they'll let you sing backup. Maybe you'll be the latest Hot Lick.
Yeah, well, worse things can happen, I suppose.
That's Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, Saturday night at Eddie's Attic. I got the easy lace, next, big, fake, lace, read, lace, name, lace, next, fake, pop, lace, rock, stop, time, watch, copy.